What about in your home, ladies? And look, I'm telling you, you mothers out there, you wives out there, you need to learn to delegate tasks to your children. Let your daughter cook a meal, okay? And you say, well, you know, she's going to mess it up or whatever. So what? Okay, so what if she messes it up sometime? She might even, you know, cook some amazing meal that you've never thought of. Or let's say she messed it up a little bit, but guess what? That's how you learn. You know how you learn? By messing up. You make the mistakes, you mess it up, you get better at it. And you know what? In the long run, letting your daughter cook some meals, letting your daughter do some laundry, letting your daughter do some cleaning tasks and things like that, you know, in the long run, that's going to pay off because now you can do other stuff and that frees. People wonder, how can you have 11 kids? Well, you got to delegate some things. If my wife and I did everything ourselves, well, it wouldn't be possible. You know, if we just had like 11 little Lord Fauntleroys sitting around and we're just waiting on our children, hand and foot. Anything else for you, Master Solomon? Master Isaac? Can I get you anything else, Master John? You know, I mean, look, you're not going to get anything done. It's not going to happen. And you know what? You'd be raising your kids to be a spoiled brat. Hey, make your kids pitch in, teach them, and delegate to them. And then how many, look, I'm not even going to ask for a raise of hand how many mothers feel burned out right now. But I guarantee if people would answer honestly and I was just like, hey, how many of you mothers out there are feeling burned out in your job as a stay-at-home mom? I guarantee you a bunch of hands would go up of women that are feeling burned out because it's a hard job, right? I mean, just all the cooking and cleaning and homeschooling. I mean, it's a job. It starts early. You know, I mean, the sun comes up and the kids, they just wake up and they're just these balls of energy. I mean, my kids in my house, what time do the kids get up in our house? About 6:30? Yeah, I mean, at 6:30, the kids who are the most work are up and at them. And it's not because they go to bed early. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we put our kids down to bed relatively early. You know, we get our kids down by what? 7:30, 8, they start going down. Then the big kids go to bed at 9. But we get our little kids down around like 7:30 or 8. 6 a.m., man, 6:30, they're up. We got to get up at like 5 in order if we want to beat them to the punch, you know, and get in there before, you know, they wake up and start terrorizing. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, but look, you talk to people, and by the way, don't let your kids stay up till 11 o'clock at night, okay? It's just people literally have their toddlers staying up till 11 o'clock at night. They have little elementary school age kids stay up till 11 o'clock at night. And then they wonder, like, oh, I'm so burned out. Put your kids in bed and have a little you time. You know what I mean? 7:30 is bedtime, amen? All the kids are just like, I hate this church. But look, the point is, hey, if you're getting burned out, then you got to find a way to get a workaround. You know, Moses is getting burned out here. Jethro can see it happening. And sometimes you can't always see it, but an outsider can come in and see it and say, look, you're getting burned out here. You need a new system, okay? So if you're feeling burned out and ripping your hair out all the time, and you know what? You need to get some delegated work. And you know, the hardest time is when you only have little kids and you can't delegate much. But man, as soon as you start getting a little bit older kids, start teaching them, start delegating things to them. And you know what? Typically kids enjoy working. They usually love working. They want to work. Get them to help, okay? And then also learn to make them go to bed at night, okay, early, and then make them take a nap in the afternoon when they're young. Okay, why? So you can get a break. This is what my wife does. My wife even, I think she even wrote a thing about it on her blog, and she called it like "Remaining Sane Through Naps" or something. I'm probably butchering that title of her article, but it was something along the lines of "Nap time is the key to sanity" or something. I'm paraphrasing. But basically, she's saying, look, you know, make the kids take a nap in the afternoon. And the ones that are too old to take a nap, which how old in our house is too old to take a nap? 6, 7? What is it? About 6 or 7. Six, they graduate from naps around 6, age 6, right? But here's the thing. All the kids 6 and up are forced to be completely silent during nap time. So they have to like read a book or be silent. And then the little kids take a nap and we have a silent house for 2 hours in the afternoon to maintain sanity. Okay. And then bedtime to maintain sanity. All right. So work smarter, not necessarily harder. And if you can work harder and smarter, now you're really going to achieve great things in your life.